Welcome to Political Party with Adam Smith. We're still meeting some of the brave and good St. Pete City Council candidates. This is Dane Kuplicki. Pronounce it for me.
Kuplicki.
Running for District 8, which includes neighborhoods like Kenwood. And what's the best description for District 8?
I would say, Kenwood, North Kenwood, Ponce de Leon, Distant Heights, basically everywhere from the Grand Central District up to 40th Ave North, bounded on the east side by 275 and on the west side by just before the Tyrone area.
This is what is now the Amy Foster's district, and she's term limited, right?
Exactly.
So why are you running?
So really the main reason I'm running is because I want to serve the community that helped raise me into the man that I am today. I've always had a servant heart, and I love being in positions of leadership. I'm a natural leader. I've always played team sports growing up. And when it comes to things that I'm passionate about, there's nothing, mere nothing beyond St. Pete. I love St. Pete. I love the people here. I saw this opportunity with Amy Foster vacating the seat, being the incumbent and term limited. And I thought, you know what, this is something I really ought to look into. I had a few people tell me that I would be a good candidate for this position. And the more I looked into it, the more and more I came to the conclusion that this is a great time personally and professionally, and I have the skills to really drive St. Pete forward and the passion to go ahead and do so.
Right now, it looks like the qualifying ends in about 10 days or so. But so far, you've got Richie Floyd, who's a progressive activist, democratic socialist candidate, big grassroots candidate. He's been on the show. Jamie Mayo, who I haven't met yet, and most recently, former city councilman Jeff Danner. What sets you apart? Can you tell at this point?
Yeah, I really think that the fact that I'm local, that I grew up here and understand this community and understand the people, really kind of sets me apart. I know, Jeff's lived here for a number of years. Jamie's lived here for a number of years. And Jeff formerly served on the council. I know Richie is relatively new to town. He got into town a few years ago. And, when it comes down to it, I think that we need a young local leader on the council that's pragmatic, that is willing to dive in and understand the issues, do the homework and come to those meetings prepared. That's also a team player that's not going to be divisive on the council, but can work in cohesion with the rest of the council members in terms of making policies, coming up with changes, and having a directive that is going to serve the greater good of everyone here in St. Pete. I'm someone that has always been very energetic. I've served on a number of different councils in the past. And when I look at those different councils that I served on before, I was always...
What kind of councils in the past have you served on?
So I was a senator for the College of Business at USF St. Pete, my alma mater. And also I was a treasurer at the University of Indiana or Indiana University, where I went to optometry school. So I always really loved those positions. And in terms of making changes, making new policies and reaching the university or reaching the public or, doing kind of collaborations between the two, I always had a lot of ambition and drive and enjoyed that work. And I feel like we got a lot of things done.
So we don't have that much time. So I'm going to start cutting you off. You already have the city council ability to give full answers. So, how is the city doing these days? Are we in the right direction?
In a lot of ways, I think we are. There have been tremendous, there's been tremendous growth of the city. I moved into downtown St. Pete in 2005. And if you're around in that time, I think you've been here for, over two decades. And, you can totally tell the difference. There's been a big change that's gone on in St. Pete. And I think we've gone in the right direction in many aspects, but there's little things that we need to change, and anytime you got a good thing going, you can't just sit back and rest on your laurels and say, okay, this is good. We're going to continue on. I think we really need to look at St. Pete and look at the future, especially this next 4 years in the council, with the optic of where we're going to be in another 10 years, 20 years. How is this going to affect our sustainability, our resiliency as a city, and our ability to grow in a nice, cohesive manner, for everyone in St. Pete and to the benefit of everyone in St. Pete. So, there's some major projects on the horizon. You look at the Trop site redevelopment, that's huge. When I'm knocking on doors, a lot of people don't really have a ton of things that they want to see from the city or a lot of concerns, but the one thing they always ask me is, what do you think about the raise? What do you think about what the mayor is doing with the trap site redevelopment plan? What do you think about the marina? You know, what do you think about the affordable housing crisis?
Tropicana Field, you feel good about the mayor's approach then, or would you do something differently?
I think we need to expand on that approach. I think we need to slow it down a little bit more and really discuss out the details of this plan, because really this is a once in a lifetime. Well, I take that back. This is twice in a lifetime for me, because I was around when the first trap site got redeveloped. I used to skate in between periods when the Lightning used to play there at the Thunderdome with my youth hockey team. But back to the point, I think that we really need to knock it out of the park. I think we don't need to be swinging for the bases. I think we need to really come together with the community, with city planners, you know, with a consultant that knows the scope of a project like this, and find something that's going to work for everyone here in St. Pete and is going to be a generational site for people to spend
time. One of the debates that's happening is a community benefits agreement that would essentially sort of require with some of these major developers that get a significant amount of public funding to make certain commitments, minority hires, apprenticeships, open space, that sort of thing. What's your view? There's some disagreement on the council now.
You know, I'm 100% in favor of it. I think that, you know, when you have a developer that's going to come in and, you know, do hundreds of millions of dollars in redevelopment, they really need to think about the lens of the community in that aspect as well, because this development isn't just going to impact that 86-acre site of Tropicana Field or where Tropicana Field is right now. This is going to be an economic catalyst for the whole region, you know, for decades to come. So, you know, I think that apprenticeships, you know, having some sort of tech center on that site or some sort of area where people can come and get educated, especially our youth, you know, is going to be critical to redeveloping Tropicana Field. You know, I think about my children, my future children and grandchildren. You know, I want them to be able to have a great life here in St. Pete, be educated in St. Pete, and stay in St. Pete and not have to go to another big city in search of a nice job or better opportunities. I want those opportunities to stay here in St. Pete. And that's part of my long-term approach in terms of being on the council and making decisions that benefit our city for decades to come.
Is there anything that the city, whether it's the city council or the mayor, doing now that you disagree with or wish there was a different direction or approach?
Yeah, you know, it's really difficult to be an armchair critic when you don't know the insides of what's going on behind closed doors. But, you know, I think Mayor Christman's done a fantastic job. And I think the discussions with the Rays and the souring and closing of some of those doors, you know, haven't been in good faith. I think that we really need to keep that conversation with the Rays open. I think that we need to sit at the negotiating table and understand that, you know, there's going to be some push and some pull. I'm highly optimistic that we can come out with a good deal between the city and the Rays that will benefit both, and that will make, you know, that will keep the Rays here in St. Pete. I think that whenever you have a major league franchise awarded to a city, it is fantastic. I mean, that is a true honor. Not too many cities in the U.S. can say that. But
and you're comfortable? Would you be comfortable splitting the season with Canada and us?
Not ideally, but you know, if that came down to the deciding factor, I would be okay with it. You know, as long as St. Pete comes out on top in terms of that negotiation deal, and that if we're building a new stadium, that stadium is multi-use, and that we can have concerts, that we can have conventions, graduations, you know, marketplaces that take place in that stadium when the Rays aren't there.
So Dane, I appreciate you coming on. Just to finish up, tell the people that might be watching this something about you or your agenda that I haven't asked or that you think they ought to know.
You know, the main thing is that I'm going to put St. Pete first. You know, I don't have any political agenda. I'm not doing this for any financial gain. I have a good career. I have a good, you know, family life and, you know, lots of friends here. You know, this is something that is completely out of my servant heart to, you know, be someone that can give back to St. Pete and use the skills that I have to drive St. Pete forward, you know, into a more sustainable future that benefits everyone here in the city. I love the city. I love each and every person here in the city. I love every square inch and block of the city. And I'm willing to faithfully serve the city on your behalf. And I ask that you really look into the candidates. You know, you have a couple of different districts that are up for re-election. Look at who's running. Understand the candidates. Find out where they're from, who's funding them, and also what they're looking to do with the city. You know, and I really encourage you to look into me, you know, reach out to me. I'm very open, very effective at communicating.
Dane, I appreciate it very much. We'll see you again. Good luck to you.
Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day here in St. Pete.